Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to today's show. It is absolutely going to be amazing because today we're going to be talking about transforming ourselves for the new year. And it's about transforming who we are so that we can be prepared for success, happiness, love, passion, and good health. There's so many things to look forward to, but what steps are we taking to get there? First things first, welcome everyone to the show. It's wonderful being able to be here today and being able to be live for all of you so that if you have questions or if you're wondering about, are you on the right path? What are you doing? What steps are you taking to get there? I am here to answer your questions. Call in at 657-383-0285. First things first that I want to start with, which is very significant, is we are going to start with helping to create balance. As I am here as a mentor and a teacher and a healer, an intuitive healer and an intuitive messenger, giving messages to people around the world, helping them to understand their purpose. So let us close our eyes and receive the blessing of being able to have balance and rebalance our chakras and joint levels in our body and get reconnected. To all of you, right now, relax. Inhale white light. And receive the cleansing and the blessing. And let go of your stress and the burden within you. Relax. To all of you who are listening and who follow the show, welcome. Let us focus on what are the things that have been happening. What are the doors that you have been focusing on opening? Many of us allow ourselves to receive so many blockages. And this week has been an interesting week, in my opinion, because I feel like as if that there's been so much stuff that has been happening that's starting to, it's almost like as if the things are starting to try to cause a huge amount of movement, but at the same time as we're receiving this movement, turmoil quite often allows itself to come into our space. And when you look at the turmoil and you look at the things that are causing interference, whether it's emotionally, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically, however that turmoil is representing itself, however it's showing itself, what are you doing to get rid of that? What are you doing to relax yourself? What are you doing so that you can get rid of the things that are causing interference? When you think about that, and you think about the things that are causing interference in your space, and you think about the things that are troubling your mind or troubling your energy, even troubling your dreams, what steps are you taking so that you can get rid of those blockages, so that you can get rid of those things that are causing interference in your space? Me personally, I love to talk about some of the things that happened earlier this week. So last week after the radio show, last Wednesday, it was really wonderful. I did an amazing class on Friday, which was at my new location at the Crystal Healing Room over in Granite Bay. Very, 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 very magnificent. Connecting with people, helping people to understand the power of crystals and connecting to love and to light and unity, more importantly, you know, helping people to unite and connect on a deeper level where we feel like we can't find like-minded people. People come into the class and feel like they've been found. They feel like they understand that they are welcome. They are so at a place that they feel understands them. They feel like they've come to a place that has their arms wide open. And I love hearing these remarks from people, and it made me very, very, very tickled inside, because that's one of my purposes, one of my biggest, hugest passions in what I do is being a teacher and being a mentor and being someone who can help make a difference in people's lives. And that excites me. That really, really, really brings a spark to my life, because I get so excited and so thrilled when I'm here doing the radio and teaching, or doing a class on Fridays teaching, or whatever it may be, or doing a lecture or doing a session helping people. It excites me because I see transformation in your guys' lives, and I see movement. And when I see that movement, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's so wonderful. It's amazing. You know, I see that there's so much stuff that's happening, and I see how when I transform people's blockages, like a client who left before I did my radio show today, and his energy was so low and so heavy and so down, and he was just like, Tammy, I don't know if I can be able to make it. Just so much stuff that I'm dealing with, and I feel so much, you know, anxiety and so much anxiousness. And I can't feel at peace. And I said, well, let me help you. Let me, you know, balance your chakras and point levels in your body. Let me get things organized. Don't allow yourself to, you know, be so heavy. Let me change the vibration. By the end of his healing, by the end of his session, he was like thrilled. And he was so inspired. And he said, I feel so much better. I feel so much better. And I said, I am so honored. And I am so thankful to be able to be someone who is here to change your vibration, to be able to help to inspire you and give you movement with your energy. But when I think of these classes and I think of the things that I do, I wonder where you are. You know, where's the rest of the people? Where's everyone else? Where are they finding a place that they can call their center? Where are you going that you can find an amazing, amazing gathering of people that feel like they want to make that same type of spiritual movement? What type of accomplishments are you making? What type of doors are you opening? And the reason why I say that is because when you find a place that you feel that could be your center, your space, your gathering place, whatever you want to call it, when you find this place and you allow yourself to connect with these type of people, and you're doing your meditations or you're doing your classes and you're learning or you're going to a healer, or you're going to an intuitive life coach, whatever it may be, a mystic, an oracle, whatever it may be. You know, that person may be called, whether it's female, male, doesn't matter. When you're going to these people, when you're connecting with these people, are you asking the questions that are needing to be asked? How can we transform ourselves? And that's what I'm here to answer today. I'm here to help you answer that question. How can be transformed? How you can reach levels of accomplishment. Number one is we need to be focusing on healing our minds. Going to a place where you can quiet your mind, feel your breath, connect with your heart, and truly start finding peace with inside of yourself. Really, truly finding that place, that center within you, within yourself. And when you find this place and you connect, I promise you, it's almost like as if you start beginning to feel alive again. And you start feeling purpose and you start feeling this feeling of excitement and just like, oh my gosh, I'm finally feeling thrilled. I'm finally feeling like I am doing something to better my life. Many of us don't understand that. We don't understand that feeling. We don't understand that excitement because we have had so many things interfere with our space. People not believing, people not having faith, constantly running ragged, going from place to place, having responsibility after responsibility, there's a client I spoke to yesterday, which was really sweet, God bless her. And her baby's got into a disagreement, very sad, really wonderful. And they got into this disagreement about how she needs to allow herself. Well, they got into a disagreement because they were just children, right? And they were just like, oh, no, I want to do this. Oh, no, I want to do this. And the message was how she needed to allow herself to step aside and not always worry about being the mediator, not always worrying about being that person who is constantly making everything right, who's constantly having to be the peacemaker, having to be the person to really truly mend every single ounce of the relationships that she's near. Even if they're her own children, or even if her family members, or whoever it may be, we take on this responsibility. We take on this feeling that we have to do this. We have to allow ourselves to put up with this responsibility, these duties of making peace with everyone and helping there to be these wonderful friendships. We can't actually make everyone else's relationships amazing and transformed and spectacular and wonderful until we do what? Until we take care of number one. And that number one is you. And once you take care of that number one, once you transform and you change your vibration, right? And your vibration starts changing to a higher level and you start feeling a connection within your heart and in the center of yourself. You're connecting with this beautiful relationship with yourself and it's reaching in the core of your soul and your spirit and your body, right? And you're having this wonderful relationship, this amazing connection. And what starts happening? You start feeling alive. You start feeling senses of energy and you feel connections with people. But when you're doing this work, bringing relationships together, it's effortless. Instead of there being so much effort where there was before, where you were disconnected and you were not in that place of balance, now because you're in that place of balance, it's effortless. It's just absolutely beautiful. Because in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, you just feel, but everything's supposed to be amazing. But everything's supposed to be wonderful. But everything is about love. And you radiate that through your vibration, through your energy, through your soul, through your spirit, through your language, through your actions. And until you bring that forward, you're not going to be able to be that peacemaker. You're not going to be able to be this person, like I'm mentioning, this person who, you know, had the complications with her children. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard because we want right now, we want movement. Right now, we want accomplishment. And I know that's difficult, but guess what? When we allow ourselves to make this movement and to transform our lives, guess what happens? We really, really become this amazing, happy person. We become this person who's transformed. Meditation is a part of allowing yourselves to be transformed. Are you meditating? Are you speaking and doing the things that need to be done so that you can allow yourself to be transformed? What steps are you taking so that you can be transformed? Emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, investing in yourself, whatever it may be. What steps are you taking? I talk to people sometimes and they say, well, I've done so much work. I've been to a therapist for this many years, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I've done self-help books, and I've taken this program after this program. And they really, really talk about all the things that they've done. But they really haven't done a lot of energy work. And I quite often find that to be very fascinating, only because in the very beginning of time, when you really think of the way it was with our ancestors, right? Whether It doesn't matter what your nationality, it doesn't matter where you live or where you've come from. But when you really think of our ancestors, every single culture, every single one of our ancestors used to meditate, used to have a certain tradition and a certain way of rebalancing themselves, whether it was through meditation, whether it was through prayer, whether it was through transforming their energy, going into a different portal, going into a different dimension, whatever it may be. So many of us have that within our soul, within our history. But we forget, we lose connection to who we were and who we are. Because we're so focused on today. We're so focused on what we want that we do not allow ourselves to really focus on what we want in our souls. We focus on what we want at this second. Quick satisfaction. Quick, instantaneous movement like that. Instead of allowing ourselves to sit there and say, I want to make movement in my life that is going to be standing forever. I want to make a change in my life that is going to transform my life. I want to be in a relationship with my soulmate so that I can know what it is to really truly have passion and true love. I want to be able to open doors where all the doors keep opening and no longer be closed. What steps are you taking to get there? What are you preparing for? This is a great question, actually. What are you preparing for in 2018? What are you preparing for? Let's ask some people. Okay, let me get a call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Tammy?
Hi, who is this? Yes.
Hi, Tammy. It's Christina.
Oh, hi, Christina. Do you have a question?
Hi. I do. Hi. And that was a great question about, you know, what are you preparing for? I've really been working to keep my mindset there.
Good. Well,
I would
you
say
know, and this is so important. This is so important because it's still considered the beginning of 2018. So January, mm-hmm. we still have this huge blessing of being able to prepare and take the beginning of this year and make the movement that's necessary. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, and this year I feel it more than ever, really.
This is a powerful year. This year is a representation, a master number. It's 11. It's a master number. This is a huge year, but go ahead.
So does this month with all the full moons make a big difference in play with the year at all? I mean, that wasn't my question.
Huge.
But.
Yeah. That's a great question, and absolutely yes. And that's the reason why Friday's class is going to be so powerful when I mm-hmm. help people to go through healing on, you know, the crystal healing class that I have this Friday, because mm-hmm. it's about helping ourselves to connect with the universal energy and connecting with energy that's coming from the universe, not just connecting with energy that's coming from Earth itself, but connecting with the universe. And when you think of crystals, we don't think of the crystals or the minerals that have come from outer, you know, out of our planet. We think of just the crystals that are on the earth. But
mm-hmm.
when we really truly connect and we really allow ourselves to open our soul and open our mind and open ourselves, I don't know if that makes any sense, and you connect mm-hmm. with the planet and the movement of the moon and the vibration of all the blessings that are coming to us, it's almost like as if that all this, these waves, you know, these
mm-hmm.
waves come inside of us and you start feeling like as if that your whole body, your whole soul, your whole spirit is going through transformation. And when you have extra full moons, obviously we already know one full moon is enough that we can handle, right? But when you have
mm-hmm.
extra, what happens?
Oh, more
it's
vibration.
Like, it's like
more waves.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. More vibration
okay.
and more waves. So it's an absolutely powerful time for us. It's a time of us being able to take advantage of a very powerful, very significant, and in my opinion, high frequency.
Okay. So my question was around, I recently did become certified in Reiki, and when I was receiving my final attunement, I, during meditation, had a vision that I described like the Grand Canyon, but it didn't quite look like the Grand Canyon, and now I know I'm being called to Sedona, so I'm going next month, so got on it right after that. I was like, okay, I'm being told this for a reason, and, you know, the 1 year previously to that day in that month, 1 year ago exactly, I was touring Shasta. So I hadn't made the connection until. So it was really bizarre. It was that Saturday. It was a December 3rd, I think, last year, and this year it was a 4th. I guess I wanted to see if you picked up anything around why I'm being drawn to that specifically, if it's maybe for my own healing or if it's for the work and what I want to be doing.
Sedona's for your own healing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely 100% I can say to that very clearly. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about, Christina, but for right now, Sedona's for your own healing.
Okay. Any recommendations where to go?
Oh, are you joking? That's like I used to live there, you know. I loved to go.
Oh, I didn't know you lived there.
I did. I live with the Hopi tribe over on the reservation. That's where I learned about the healing and going to different portals and dimensions, and there's many, many, many sacred places there. Yeah,
okay.
I learned about crystals, other stuff. Anyways, so in regard towards one place that I would send you specifically, definitely go to Airport Vortex, but I would also go to Red Rock Crossing.
And what was the second one?
Red Rock.
Red Rock. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 So go to Red
Rock
Crossing.
Okay.
And I'm going to get these other callers. Have a blessed, absolutely amazing
day.
And
thank you for
that.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I will. Okay. Bye, Tammy. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye. You're welcome. Bye. I love that. Okay. I'm going to get this other caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. I will try to see if I can get you again. Hello? Nope, not working. Okay, I can't hear that person. I so apologize. So many things to talk about, and I know that there's a lot of callers, and I wish I can be able to talk with you. But I have some things that I have to share in regards towards some of the messages that I was told from our guardian angels and from our spirit guides today. Number one, we have to focus on preparing for 2018. How did you prepare so far? Your guardian angel is calling you out and saying, excuse me, hello, my person. What have you done and how have you prepared so far? Hello, how have you prepared so far? What are you doing to prepare for 2018? To be able to prepare for your transformation, your movement, your happiness, your soulmate. What doors are you opening in your life? More importantly, what doors do you want to open? Write that down. Get a pen and paper until I speak to you all next week, next Wednesday. Write it down. What doors do you want open? Let's focus on really getting you to stay focused on your mission, focus on your transformation, and manifest this. Manifest this so you can make this become a reality. Bring forward the blessings that our guardian angels and that God is trying to bring into your life. all of us on this planet are meant to be having true fulfillment and happiness, but all of us have a purpose. Are you living yours? Are you speaking your truth? What about your chakras, energy point levels with inside your body? What about your chakras? Are your chakras open? Are your chakras closed? If your chakras are open, congratulations, and absolutely, absolutely, that is awesome. But if your chakras are closed, do you have a healer? Who is helping you? What steps are you taking so that you can open your chakras and energy point levels with inside your body? How are you helping yourself? Do you have someone that, whether it's an intuitive life coach or an intuitive or a seer or whatever that person may be, are you talking to someone so that you can find the answers that are needed so you have true advancement and success in your life? Are you listening to the dreams and to the messages that are coming to you through your dreams in the evening time? Are you listening to the messages in your dream state? Are you remembering these messages and letting yourself realize how significant and how amazing those messages are? Are those messages being comprehended, and are you translating them perfectly and amazing so that you can get the signs and understand what your guardian angels are trying to tell you? Or is it your mom, or is it your dad? Like, I spoke to someone earlier today, and I spoke to her mom, and her mom was so clear and said how she wants her daughter to make the movement today. She wants her daughter to stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating and make movement in her life today. No longer be, you know, on the outside, but come and put herself on the inside and fight for herself. Don't worry about everyone else. Do for herself. It was a very interesting message. There's much more to it, but basically we found her mom today, and her mom was very loud and clear speaking to me and giving amazing messages today. Are you doing the things that you need to do so that you can be happy? If you are looking for someone to help you and you cannot, do not hesitate. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com, and I can help you, or call 916-930-0781. I also have, of course, my classes that you can find, my social media sites that you can connect with me. Let me know that you like the show, whatever information that you may have in suggestions of shows that you would love to talk about, let me know. I have a guided meditation CD. I have the Chakra, Secret to Your Chakra book. There's so many things that are out there that I have had prepared so that you guys can have access to changing your lives around. To all of you, let us focus on letting in white light and receive our last blessing of the night. Inhale positive and focus on receiving pure cleansing and healing from yourselves. Let love fill your heart. Let balance be within you at this very moment. To radiate love in every step you take. I'm Tammy Adams. Until next time, have a good night. God bless.